There's the mandolin, and then there's the mandolin when Chris Thiele puts it to work. Here he is on his debut solo record when he was 12 years old. He started playing with the band Nickel Creek when he was just 8. In his early 20s, he pushed the mandolin to new places as a member of Punch Brothers. And today, Chris Thiele is stretching the limits of his instrument yet again, this time taking on Bach. Chris Thiele has just released an album of solo mandolin performances from the sonatas and partitas, originally written for violin in the early 1700s by Johann Sebastian Bach. Chris Thiele joins us from our New York studios. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So you've done so much in your musical career. Why Bach?
I was 15 or 16 when, my grandma Celia gave me a recording of the Brandenburg Concertos, and my grandma Sal gave me Glenn Gould's second recording of the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
And for me, that, sort of the heavens opened up, and I realized that Bach, at least, out of all of classical music, needed to be a big part of my life.
I read that you had been playing Bach by ear at first, is that right?
Yeah, I was trained completely by ear, and it was actually diving into the Bach that led me to get it. There was like a Mel Bay Teach Yourself How to Sight Read book, so I'm sitting there with, some of the most majestic music ever composed going, every good boy does fine, and the little hashtag thing makes it higher. Okay, I got it.
Hey, whatever works, right?
It was slow going, but it wasn't necessarily slower going than, trying to learn the A minor fugue by ear would have been.
Are you in a world where people do come out and judge you for tackling something like Bach if you are not steeped in that tradition?
I don't know to what extent that kind of thing happens these days. I think people are largely proud of being musically omnivorous. Anytime you talk to someone about music, I feel like everyone's kind of always underlining just, how voracious their appetites for various things are. And so I don't feel that much these days. I guess that, the purists are small in number, but, hearty of voice. So you certainly hear, you'll hear a little bit about it, but it seems like ultimately they're few and far between the people who would begrudge, anyone, any sort of music that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. You are legendary for playing fast, just the sheer speed at which you play. Let's listen to an example of this. I mean, that sounds hard to me. There are a lot of notes in there that just seems on its face very difficult to do. But is it just as challenging to play something really slow?
When something's up like that, when something's fast, you can count on it at least being interesting or entertaining, or, people will listen. I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to be good. But, something happening that fast.
Speed just buys you attention,
yeah,
no matter
exactly.
What. Yeah,
exactly. Much of my career is based on that principle. They present all kinds. Well, and then you think about, what the mandolin's good at itself. Mandolin has very little sustain, especially when compared to the violin. So fast is not the problem. Slow is the problem, because you're almost needing to create the illusion of sustain, trying to coax some sound and some emotion out of an instrument that's sort of just kind of precise and delicate.
Do you have, is there an example on this album you could, highlight?
I really love how the andante from the A minor sonata sounds on the mandolin.
Let's take a listen to that, Chris, and then we can talk about it on the other side.
There, you've got this three-part chord that a violinist... Oh, and here's a four-part coming right here. So, for the mandolin, you don't have to play these three and four-part chords, you know, any louder than you play one note, which means, I think, on a piece like the andante, you can really... you can go for some really slow builds. So I think being able to, you know, you can kind of suspend people's sense of time a little bit. You know, if you can get these longer arcs. And again, I mean, it's gorgeous on the violin. No knock against it. But that was one of the big challenges of playing it on the mandolin is you know, you want to play to the mandolin's strengths. and hopefully... present something that's very different, but equally compelling.
Well, it's a lovely compilation.
Thank you so much.
Chris Thiele, his new album is Bach Sonatas and Partitas, Volume 1. He joined us from our studios in New York. Chris, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.